I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Nigeria, where Christians fear for their lives. Last week, Muslims began attacking Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton explains.
At the end of the day, 8 churches had been burned to the ground. The casualty figures are anywhere from 150 up to almost 500 people killed. The Nigerian government enacted a 24-hour curfew to try to get people off the streets and get control of the situation.
The church is growing in Nigeria. Your support today will help with the medical needs of fellow Christians. To help these persecuted believers, visit our website. Next, a trend encouraged by the Chinese government is producing church growth. WorldServe Ministries' Tom Henry.
There's a mass migration happening in China right now between people, particularly young people, moving from the rural areas to the cities to look for jobs. It's also being heavily pushed by the Chinese government. And if that has happened, God is doing the same sort of revival that he did in the rural areas, and churches are exploding in urban areas all over China.
WorldServe is now focusing on training business and church leaders in the city. Pray that the church in urban China will continue to grow. And relief aid is flooding the country of Haiti from hundreds of governments and NGOs. Food and water are in high demand, but so is spiritual nourishment. One Hope has joined the efforts to provide necessities, but is also working to bring the Word of God to suffering kids in Haiti. Through the end of January, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar to provide 500,000 copies of One Hope's Book of Hope to be handed out with emergency aid. Check out our website to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you imagine your life without fear? For a gift of any amount, Mission Network News would like to help you with Max Lucado's book, Fearless, Replacing Fear with Faith. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.